This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Patriots under pressure, Wiggy. What are we calling it? The negotiation period? Is that what
negotiation period?
That's the new branding on what we are currently in. And then Wednesday, the gloves are off, and you're ready to go. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
see if you get your way, Wiggy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping that I do. Like I said, Chimes on it is more in on Chris Godwin. Mm-hmm. I would prefer you seeing about trading for a guy like George Pickens. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think who else might be out there.
Who do you have right now in your mock two? Is it mock two, Shime?
Mock 2.0 post combine.
So who are the Patriots picking in that?
I had the Patriots trading down and taking Teteroa McMillan.
When is the next mock draft come out?
So the next mock draft will come out post-free agency here. So a couple weeks, once the free agency dust settles, then we'll release a mock draft. Because then you know more on what teams need a little bit better. Mm-hmm.
This is Tim from Hanover. Hey, Tim.
Gentlemen, good morning. Love the show as always.
Thank you.
I just want to say the heck with the trading up and trade down. We need the receiver. Get Hunter, get Bond. There's about five good receivers out there that can make a difference. And then take it from there, man. We got to get the offensive line and spend. They got the money. Spend, 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 and we should have a team.
Yeah, I don't know. Wiggy says it all the time. Like, maybe this is not an offseason where they're going to spend.
Well, but if to the caller's, you know, question or point, if you're looking at if you're looking for a receiver, the best receiver in the draft would be
Ted McMillan.
Teteroa McMillan from Arizona. I think that Travis Hunter is an unbelievable athlete. He has more cornerback skills than he does wide receiver skills.
Yeah.
So if you're going to go after him.
I'm always told that you don't draft for need. You take the best player that is available, regardless of what the position is.
I don't know. I don't really subscribe to that one because I think you have to draft for what the need is for your team.
You need a little bit of a balance. You don't want to just draft the best player available when you have a bunch of other guys that already play the position, but you want to draft probably the best player available at a position that you also kind of need. Like, you need a balance there. It can't be one or the other.
And I guess the question that I would maybe ask people. All right, the caller said get a wide receiver at number four. Shime has them getting Teteroa McMillan at number four. So I guess the question would become, would you want that wide receiver, Teteroa McMillan, or even Travis Hunter, if you're going to have Travis Hunter, he's not going to be a wide receiver, so you can take him off the board. So you're talking about Teteroa McMillan, and then you're probably talking about Luther Burden, the third as the second best wide receiver?
A lot of people actually really like Matthew Golden.
Okay, Golden or the kid from Ohio State, right? And Jigba?
Emeka Egbuka.
Egbuka, right? So you're talking either those guys, Chris Godwin, or the guy I'd like to see a trade for George Pickens. Like, where, if you're the Patriots, what direction do we want to go? If we're drafting a wide receiver, now we just have a young receiver room that is unproven. And
yeah, no, you need to give Drake May some kind of a veteran weapon of, and you're talking about guys that are have proven minus the injury,
right?
But he still had, what did he have, 50 catches last
50
year?
For over 500 yards in 7 games.
Was that Chris Godwin?
Correct.
Yeah, so I mean, if that's the direction you want to, I think Chris Godwin's a good player. I'm not saying he's not. I just think
somebody earlier was saying he was washed.
Yeah.
Can't you do both? Why can't you sign Godwin and draft Tet McMillan? Like, wouldn't that be really addressing a need?
Oh, right. That would be addressing the need. Then I would be like, okay, all right, I could see that, because Tet McMillan would be your future. Godwin would right now be the guy that you could kind of make sure he's a good leader in that wide receiver room. So I'm concerned.
Would you be fine if you got Godwin to then get Travis?
No, because Travis is a corner.
I know, but I'm just saying, if you address the need at receiver with Godwin, then are you okay if you get Travis, because he's such a great athlete?
No, because then what I would do is if you don't want me to trade down or up, then I'm taking Tyler Warren at number 4. I know that's a stretch, but I would rather Godwin, Tyler Warren on you as your offensive plays, because look at what Gronkowski was able to do.
Well, hopefully we will be able to discuss this with Mike Vrabel tomorrow morning, should he be on the show.
So, all right, I would love to.
We are heading to Quincy tomorrow for the 12th annual Saving by Shaving event, and I have no idea where Mike Vrabel stands on all of this, but maybe he will.
And Vrabel knows better than anybody. He knows, because he played both. He technically played both ways,
yes,
even though he was a goal line tight end, but he knows how difficult it really would be, because you have to practice 90% of the time at one position.
More or less difficult than Shohei Ohtani. Because Travis Hunter thinks that, you know, what he's doing, more impressive than Shohei.
Yes, I mean, if he was elite at both at the NFL level, yes, it's more impressive than Shohei Ohtani. But I don't think he'll be elite at both in the NFL.
See, I think he could be an elite corner one day. He has all the cornerback skills, but he'll be an elite corner, and then he'll be similar to what we saw.
Like a gadget here.
Yeah,
or there.
Like what we saw with Deion. And Deion's arguably the greatest two-way player in NFL history, and he was more of a gadget player. You come in, you throw him a go route, you run him a slant, you give him a reverse, but he wasn't an offensive player.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. We will be right back.